Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Pope Benedict XVI.
Papa.
Papa, he's a 5-1 generator. He's on the left angle cross of limitation in the quarter of initiation. He's a fifth color, left fix, single definition. Electromagnetic 3252, electromagnetic 952, and an electromagnetic 3410.
No conscious definition.
Nope.
And I think it interesting the fifth color, and also he's a 5-1. Guilt. Conditioner, conditioned, gotta fix it.
Well, also the fact that he's on this left angle cross of limitation, which is really about, establishing the Maya, through limitation. It's like how we find and hold, the universe together. And here he is an agent to really, bring us to the limitation.
Right.
I mean, he's the right man for the job, I would say, especially in today's very complex, challenging times. He's, in charge of the whole
Right.
Roman Catholic Church, and in many ways, he's really designed to deal with the limitation and bringing back, I think, the kind of returning to fundamentalism, that he was really elected because he's really sees the world needs to be more orthodox, needs to return to
Right. Well,
Christianity as a religion according to reason. I mean, this is his, this is his thing. The 952, this focus and concentration, and this is a religion that's really based on reason.
yeah. No, I think very important is what are his convictions.
Oh, yeah.
If you were going to keynote his channels, 5432, 3410, 952. Driven to concentrate on his convictions, but what are his convictions? As you said,
It's about
conservative.
he's conservative, yeah.
Now that cross, I mean, it's about we can only succeed if we accept our limitations. So I think that's really interesting. And open solar plex. Would you like to avoid confrontation, kind of truth, that kind of thing? Yeah, I think so, but look what's happened, with these scandals about pedophiles in the church
Yeah, I mean, he
and
can't, and he hasn't actually. I mean, he's considered to be, really genuinely pious. He's a pious man.
Right.
He's intellectually brilliant, of course. He's got this open, head
Right.
ajna. He's blunt. He's very passionate about the truth. And as they even say in the press, he's a man who has the courage of his own convictions, right? And
Right.
so, he's elected to really hammer home these conservative views, bring them back really into the living church itself. And at the same time, he's having to deal with some of these challenges, like the scandals around the sexual abuse. But, he's, again, you're going to hear both sides of that. People that feel like he's not doing enough, and there are others that are saying, it's finally being addressed in a real way. So,
Right. Well, I mean, there he is, 36, 38:6 line, purging the inferior elements, and he's a 10th gate third line martyr,
Right.
to all of this. But that 32nd gate fifth line, that's his personality, Earth. It's about adapting to circumstances, this. And that's where conservatism comes from,
Well, and also I think personally he really has. I mean, in 1997 he asked the Pope if he could just want he just wanted to be the archivist of the Vatican secret archives, right? He has
Really?
espionage,
Right,
right?
the secret
Right. And
archives.
so the Pope refused him. And then, they can retire at 75, and at 75 he, he asked three different times. He asked the Pope if he couldn't retire, he just wanted to write, he had health issues. And the Pope refused, the Pope refused. And then when the election came, he's like, please God, don't do this to me. And obviously God didn't listen to him. And so it's really interesting, I think, as this 5-1, as this fifth line person, right, that he is really seen to be, the one that was going to make a difference here. And even though he personally was ready to, you know, do something completely different. He accepted, again, this limitation, you know.
Well, you know, I think this modesty, you know, 15th gate, third line, ego inflation, but that modesty once recognized self-destructs, and then I think he has the 15-2 modesty. You know, so no, I can't be Pope, I'm unworthy. From now on, we're going to be wearing...
I don't think he ever said he was unworthy. He's not that kind of guy. He's not saying that he's unworthy. He's saying he's a bit tired, and he'd like to do some writing and, you know, take care of other business. But if this is what they want, he's going to do it, and he's doing it, you know.
Yes, yes. Well, a 22nd gate, fourth line, about rejecting elaborate rituals. Boy, is he in the wrong business, right? What am I supposed to wear today?
Well, you know, that's really funny because it's like one of the reasons that he went down this path to begin with was that the cardinal came to school when he was very young, and he said after the cardinal left, he really liked the clothes the guys was wearing, and he really wanted to be a cardinal.
He liked the outfits,
right? So,
well, you know, here he is kind of... you know, mutation, 34-10, you know? So he's got some individuality, and but about himself, you know, really.
Well, yeah, this is that selfish, you know, part of centering, right? I mean, again, I think it's interesting, you know, just his design, this kind of, you know, collective, focused, concentrated logic that's between the tribal transformation, right, and this individual, you know, follow your own convictions, you know, and at the same time, you know, we're going to do all of this, you know, as a 42-5.
No,
I mean, that's his personality sun, right?
You know, no, as with so many people, you see the conflict within them, you know. 25th gate, first line of detriment. Insecurity in times of challenge, you know, and so it's like one or the other, they go both ways, you know, taming power of the small, that ninth gate, 952 format, you know, so he'd like to be just writing with his open throat, you know, being very intellectual.
Well, I think, you know, a lot of this is the fact that, you know, at the personality level, it's all unconscious, and this business of being able to stand up for his own convictions. I mean, you know, when he was young, he was actually in the Hitler Youth. They all had to go into the Hitler Youth, you know, when they were 14. And he did, but he refused to go to meetings. I mean, you know, he maintained his convictions about it. Now, his father was very anti-Nazism because he felt like it went against the Catholic Church, right? And so, you know, really from a young age, I think, you know, standing probably was one of those kids, you know, that would stand up against the bully, right?
No, and single definition too, you know, as a generator. And just getting it done, just being busy, 34th gate, you know, and then, well, you're called, you know, and here he is, that 5-1, you know, the heretic investigator, and okay, call to service, because you know, that's a part of it, also a part of it with that fifth color, so
fixing things. Now I think he's in an interesting position because the Pope before him, who was a real freak, I mean, you know, he had the 214, the 8-1, the 43-23, and then he had community, you know, that Pope recognized you know, Benedict here, and pushed him forward, but at the same time, you know, Pope, you know, John Paul was so beloved, right? And this guy, you know, he just doesn't have this warm and fuzzy. He's not emotional. You know, he's really going to get the job done in that way, right? But it's pretty challenging because he doesn't really, at that personal level, right? I mean, he's a 5.
No, you know, 42nd gate, you know, cycles, that format, you know, and endings, so you
know.
Kind of think, well, is this the end of, you know, to me, I think if I was the Pope, the great decision is whether to lighten up women priests and stop harping on this
No,
you know,
but
no condoms and stuff.
No.
It's behind the
Right,
times.
But that's if you were Pope, but this guy's the Pope,
oh,
not you. And that's not what's happening. I mean, it's like really ending some of this nonsense and really going back to the truth, quote unquote, and really being somewhat, I mean, he's seen to be against other religions and against kind of other cultures versus, you know, John Paul was so encompassing. Right.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, I would actually go because I have that in me.
They're never going to make you the Pope,
no.
honey, so,
okay.
you know, never mind. Don't
but I like
there.
The Latin Mass. I like mumbo jumbo. I like not hearing and
well,
knowing
you
the
know,
words.
Well,
you
I think
know?
The other thing is that he is brilliant, brilliant, you know, his knowledge of the religion and everything about it. You know, with that 952, that open,
right.
you know, really open head, the fourth gate up there, you know, he really understands the pattern,
right.
right? And that's part of the calling is to bring us back to the pattern.
Right, right.
Right?
Good point.
You know.
Well, Teresa, as usual, just not enough time to give the Pope proper justice.
That's right.
But until next time, say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.